Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the end of the quarter and the end of the school year. But even more than this end of this portion of our school year is the fact that you and I, together with other Christian brothers and sisters around the world, mark the end of all time and the coming of Him who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a sense of relief that the quarter is over and a sense of anticipation that something new is about to begin, even as we mark the end of a first year with a sense of anticipation that a new year of God's grace is about to be observed. But we are also here this morning to celebrate this end time by receiving the body and blood of our Lord together, by celebrating the Lord's Supper. To that end, I draw your attention to the word of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. The Lord's Supper is rightly observed among us as a feast of remembrance, a time when we recall in that vivid Hebrew sense of remembrance what our Lord Jesus Christ did on our behalf, especially His death on the cross for our sins. But the Lord's Supper, as you know, especially from the four accounts of it in the New Testament, is also a feast of hope, a feast of anticipation. In all four accounts of the Lord's Supper, there is this eschatological dimension, as our Lord in the accounts in the Synoptic Gospels indicates to His disciples that He will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until He does it anew in the kingdom of heaven, or similar words. So also the Apostle Paul, writing to the congregation at Corinth, trying to correct the horrible abuses in the celebration of this supper, reminds them in words immediately following the words of institution that every time that we eat this bread or drink this cup together, we proclaim the death of the Lord until He comes. In other words, there is a forward thrust to our reception of the Lord's body and blood. We do this not only to remember the past, and not only to do something in the present, but also in anticipation of His coming at the end of time. These are important words for us, brothers and sisters, not only for us today, but for our ministry as pastors of God's church and His holy people. For this note of eschatology, this forward look, this note of hope in the celebration of the Lord's Supper gives every celebration of this wonderful event a note of joy and hope and anticipation that indeed sustains and comforts us throughout our way to eternal life. Look at those words particularly at the end of this text in verse 26. You proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. The word "you" is plural, and it's in a present tense, this word katangelo, you proclaim. It's not an imperative, but an indicative. Every time you eat or drink at this table, you, all of you, are proclaiming, are preaching the death of the Lord until He comes. And that verb, to proclaim, is a word that the Apostle uses more than 15 times in the New Testament writings, almost always associating it with something very central to the heart of the gospel itself. It's the resurrection of the dead, the Word of God, the way of salvation, the forgiveness of sin, faith, the gospel, the testimony of God, or simply Jesus, or simply Christ, twice in Philippians and once in Colossians. You are proclaiming, all of you, by eating and drinking, the death of the Lord. The death of the Lord, of course, is shorthand for the Apostle Paul, is it not? It reminds us of the whole great plan of God for our salvation, culminating in the death of the Lord on the cross. Each time we eat or drink, all of us become creatures. We all are the real celebrants in the Lord's Supper. For all of us by this act are proclaiming not just that we are together, not just some sociological oneness, we are proclaiming the death of the Lord. And we are doing it until he comes, with a view to the fact that his coming here in the Lord's Supper is a foretaste of the great heavenly banquet feast that we shall eat with the King in the end time. We could spend a great deal of time studying the Word together, and it would be a wonderful devotional exercise for all of you to review those great passages in Isaiah where the Messianic banquet feast is portrayed, or the Lord's own language in, for example, Matthew 8, where he talks about those who come from the east and the west, and who sit at table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. The full figure of eating and drinking with the King is very, very much at the heart of what we do in the Lord's Supper. We are actually proclaiming to one another the death of the Lord with all that it means, and we are doing it in anticipation of that great day when he comes to take us to be with himself eternally. Those are words of good cheer that you and I are proclaiming the death of Jesus Christ until he comes. What we're saying to each other as the means of God's grace as we eat and drink together is that our sins, though they be as scarlet as white as snow, that the whole vicarious satisfaction of Jesus Christ is here being bestowed upon each of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive his body and blood. This is the quibus viatorum, as the medieval fathers used to talk about it, the food for the sojourner, the means by which God sustains us through the death of his Son as we move forward until he comes at the end of the time. These words, it seems to me, should give each Lord's Day and each day such as today a character of great joy and celebration. It seems to me that all too often we receive the Lord's body and blood with grim and gaunt faces, with extreme acts of confession and contrition, which of course are good and certainly applicable. But why not the note of joy, the note of celebration? You are doing something here. You are speaking and acting to each other, to the whole congregation of God, yes, to the whole church of God, the great good news of Jesus' death, of his resurrection, and of the hope of eternal life until he comes. Keeping these words from the apostle in mind, then, let us break bread together on our knees, celebrating as we do, proclaiming as we do, the death of the Lord until he comes. Amen.